We have another guest from the Chicago New York Comedy Fest, Mr. CJ Tour.
It started like any other day. I had just been knocked unconscious by a gas-spewing purple sphere whose means of flight were suspect. When I woke, the scene was ghastly. And Bulbasaur to my left. Also knocked out, Pidgeys were falling out of the sky like Geodudes. And Master Red Hat was scrambling to return us to the safety of our spheres. Before you could say Rapidash, I was home again inside my Pokeball. I was bruised, sore, and electrobuzzed, but luckily, I was still on fire. I crawled my way over to the couch in the library in hopes of catching a little rest before the next rumble or mystery dungeon. But that's when I saw him. Squirtle. I instantly recognized those big round eyes, that big round shell, those big round appendages. We stared at each other in freeze shock. This had never happened before. In the confusion of the explosions and the confusion attacks. Master Red Hat must have accidentally put us in the same Pokeball. Just that I'd always dreamed. It didn't take a Mewtwo to know that I'd been attracted to this amphibious Adonis for games now. But I'd never had a chance to let this water type know that he not only weakens my attacks, but weakens my knees. I decided to use my initiative and say something. Nothing too forward, just a casual, welcoming Charmander. He smiled. That kind of pleasant smile that uses three-fourths of his face. It seemed as if he was about to say something, but failed and giggled. Could it be? Could the attraction be mutual? I used copycat and giggled as well. Success. Squirtle took my finger nubs and attempted to intertwine them with his finger nubs. This was all happening so fast. We were just kids out of the egg. I didn't have the XP for this. A game meant for Charizards and Blastoise. But then he looked me in the eyes. Those big, beautiful brown eyes looked into mine, and all I could do was whisper, Charmander. We moved to the bedroom. As we walked, the last beats of panic set in. I could just imagine what my parents would think. Me, a fire type, associating with someone from the other side of the elements. I could just hear my mother now. What would she say? Charizard, probably. In that kind yet condescending way she has. I remembered my training. All those health videos they show you. STDs, don't catch them all. What if I caught something and it stunted my evolution or made it stop burning when I peed? Wait. What was I thinking? This was Squirtle, my beloved, not some floozy who's been around the arena like that tramp Jigglypuff. We were two consenting pocket monsters who shared a deep attraction, and just for one night, maybe we shared a magic red and white ball that could contain our passion. As I laid him on the bed, I remarked on his beauty. A living, breathing creature with the power of nature, like a haiku given life. But nowhere near as short. Seriously, I was impressed with how well endowed he was, considering he was Asian. We embraced in a way that would most certainly be cut out of the American version. But the mature content was hot, it was glorious, and it was predictably steamy. We synchronized like Game Boys. We were a swirl of ruby and sapphire. It was the first time in history that Pokemon was played for a stretch of countless hours without it being sad in any way. When it was over, we held each other in our paws. So exhausted, we had to use rest. I looked down at my second player, and suddenly, a wild feeling appeared. had an emotion that was rarer than anything one could possibly find in a pack of cards. And I had to express it. I know it was our first night together, but it also might be our last, and silence was for Mr. Mimes. I had to tell him how I felt. I rolled over on my side and faced him. I stroked his cheek, and with a trembling voice that betrayed my outright conviction, I declared, "Charmander." He looked back at me and, with a sly smile, said, "Ditto."
That was fantastic.